Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another public service from the Russ Parr Morning Show.
Okay.
Are you inflexible in dating? Hmm. Yeah, some of you ladies, man, you're kind of tough. For example, guys have to drive to your neighborhood. You make guys drive to your neighborhood to take you on a date. Why? Or see you once you started dating regularly.
Yeah, because he's the man.
Hey, man, listen, we want you guys, you want all this, you know, equality and stuff. Meet me at the club.
No.
Meet me at the restaurant.
Maybe on the first couple dates. You ain't coming to my house anyway, babe.
Right. That's what I was going to say. The ladies, usually, they wouldn't want you to come to their house anyway.
But once we start dating, why would you want me driving at night? Why would you want that?
Oh, and then there's another thing. I'm going to leave it alone. You're inflexible in dating. If it's your first date and you want approval of a restaurant, unless the parking is easy to get to. Because you ladies worry about walking across the parking lot.
Let me tell you something. There are walking shoes and there are none walking shoes. You want me to look hot? I got to be able to valet park.
The other thing is, what's irritating for us guys is that you reject every date idea.
Mm. Like
I'm
what?
I'm thinking I've got something great. Hey, I'd like to take you over here. We'll go to the museum. Boring is what you're saying. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah,
if we say, like, I want to take you home and smash, you know, then you'd be really upset.
Is that how you want?
Yeah, because can you imagine going out with Abbott or something? All
it'd be the greatest time of your life.
Mm. You have rigid communication.
What does that mean?
You have unforgiving communication rules. Like, if a man takes more than 2 hours to respond to your text, you're pissed.
Yeah, that's silly.
Oh, okay. So it's like that?
Yeah, that's silly.
And then you're going to send a text, hello?
Right.
You want a response. Are you inflexible in dating? You can't take a note. Like when men attempt to give you a small note on your behavior, like you get a little uptight. Mm. You cannot be criticized under any circumstances.
As long as I can criticize you back, we good.
Well, what if it's for your good? Like, what if you got some lipstick on your teeth?
All right.
But yeah, that's all right, Abbott. Shut your mouth.
And you ladies, you know, always saying, oh, you want to do that? That's just not my thing. What is your thing? Try something different.
No,
think outside the box.
Because maybe your man is crazy. Like, maybe you're dating somebody that's like, hey, let's go skydiving. No, Negro, that's not my thing.
Got you. Last minute changes irritate you. Are you serious now? You ladies get irritated because of a last minute change?
Yeah,
it's like, you know, you thought you was going to a really nice club, but he takes you to a house party in the hood.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. I didn't wear an outfit for that, and I got the wrong makeup on. You made me waste makeup?
I stole that from my movie, 35 and Ticking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. And you require an instant spark.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like you want to jump, guys, you know, jump in bed with him within the first 15 minutes of meeting him, you assume it'll never work out.
Yeah.
You got to let us warm up to you. Because after a while, you don't know what you're missing.
Exactly.
You know that there's got to be that instant spark. Y'all stop playing.
Gotta get to know each other.
Well, no, there's an instant spark.
Well, obviously, there's something if you took the time to go out on a date with them. You saw something.
Valid point, Albert. And I really would like to think you're credible on this subject.
Of course I'm credible.
Wasn't valid.
We're going to leave it alone right there.
Somebody's tripping.
You have to actually go on a date to be credible about it.
Wow.
Ouch.
I was thinking along the same lines, Frida.
Well, both of you are wrong.
Thank you. Okay. There it is. Another public service from the Russ Parr Morning Show.